Hello, friends and enemies, elopers and weddingers, rebels in general. Welcome to another episode of The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers, and this is just a couple of seconds of us just narrowing down, just kind of digging into to what it means for a rebel to get married. And you know what? Let me just define that for some of the people who think this is for the crazy and the weird people. A rebel is just a human, just someone who's like, yeah, the norm isn't for me. I'm going to do something a bit different. So today's episode, if I may bring that a little bit closer, there we go. Now you can all hear me. I'm talking about people that aren't you. So there's you and your partner. You guys are getting married. Sweet. There's maybe a celebrant, officiant, photographers. So none of those people. So I'm not talking about the people getting married, or the people that are kind of working the event, but the others. See, I started out thinking about this whole thing in the realm of bridal party, which, like, totally, that's a thing. Like, totally, we can talk about bridal party, wow, for a while. but I also started thinking about family, and started thinking about guests, started thinking about just other people being involved in the day. Even this podcast, my neighbor across the road who's banging something is involved. The 150 people flying over us in JQ432, they're involved as well. You see, it's really hard to do life outside of everyone else. It's hard to step away from the everyone and to do life. But it's possible. See, for me, for this podcast, I'd probably have to, move a long, long, long way away into the middle of nowhere. But it's just a lot easier and cheaper for me to sit here and do it in my garage. And for you, when it comes to your wedding and how you guys get married, when it comes to other people, it's a decision you get to make. You see, no one deserves to be at your marriage celebration. No one has an automatic ticket to that. Your mum, your dad, friends, Tim from work, none of them have got an automatic designated ticket to your celebration of your marriage. See, to get married in Australia, you need two people to see it other than a celebrant like myself. So there needs to be a celebrant and two other people. But then if you start thinking outside of those two people who could be strangers, it could be your photographer and your videographer, it could be anyone. I've literally had a retired judge walking past the park and I said, hey, can you be the second witness? The Briggsy, the photographer, is going to be the first witness. So once you're liberated from the fact that people have to be there, you then get to choose, well, if I can have anyone, who do I have there? And maybe I have 5,000 people, or maybe I have five, or maybe I have none. I'm not going to tell you how to do this because you're a big kid now. But when it comes to people being at your marriage celebration, only have the people that you need to be there. Only have the people who have deserved a place in your life to celebrate with you. I often joke about elopements, that the only people that should be at your elopement, if you're eloping, are people that you'd invite into the maternity ward when you've given birth. Does Tim from work come to that? Probably not. He might send flowers or a bit of a like on Facebook. But who's at that event when you give birth, or if you're someone that doesn't give birth, and your partner's giving birth and you're in there with him, whatever the situation, like, hopefully you can kind of look through the gendered situation and just say, like in these really, really valuable and important parts of our life, who's there? When it comes to a wedding, which is a much more public situation, I would look through my recent text messages and phone calls and Facebook messages and say, who are the people that I'm talking to? If you want to get really petty, who are the people that are liking my stuff? If you're not liking, what are you coming to my wedding for? But you don't have to have everyone there. No one who's related to you deserves to be at your wedding. Your parents, friends, love them. But if you don't know them, I would question why they're there. Unless mum and dad's paying for it. And then, like, mum, if you want to blow your money on Mr. Jones from next door coming, well, still, you have a choice. But you're welcome to let them be there. Where I'm trying to go with this is when it comes to other people at your wedding, people involved in the ceremony, guests, bridal party, family, friends, people from work, people from social, whatever, have whoever you want there, but just know that you've got a choice. And when it comes to making that choice, you get to choose what kind of event you're having. Is it you and your favorite rebel and a couple more rebels, or is it 100 other rebels? Best of luck.